This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. McInerney, Six Capitals, Six Points of View. Beijing, deeply, deeply damaged. The economy, the pandemic, the confidence in the leadership, all of that. Plus, it is said to be on the eve of reopening the factories and the manufacturing and the shipments and the trade, or not, depending upon how the virus has damaged the workforce. Professor, I can't answer the reopen question, nor whether it will bring us again a supply chain mystery that will create inflation. But right now, there is the general observation that China is finding a way to avoid secondary sanctions while seeking profit in with dealing with Russia, energy for tools, energy for technology. There's also talk at the Treasury Department about closing down or punishing those in China who are trading with Russia through Kazakhstan, through Turkey. There are many ways around this so that it doesn't look like direct trade. However, what is your measure of Beijing now, 11 months into the war?
Well, my reading of China right now is that they are in the worst crisis that they have encountered since the death of Chairman Mao. And that China was in disaster shape when Mao died in 1976. And interestingly enough, it was thought in the West that the country would continue to follow Mao's policies, but the military struck, and within a month, all of Mao's administration had been detained and put in jail. And then there was a remarkable change, and we had more than 30 years of economic growth. Well, when Xi first came to power 10 years ago or 12 years ago, whatever it was, he began dismantling that. So that China now faces the same sorts of threats of bankruptcy, unemployment, real estate prices, which are very – real estate is a much more important component of the Chinese economy than it is of the American economy. Real estate prices are plunging. Exports are falling. Many people talk about free fall. And if China finds herself in a crisis, I believe that this will lead to a political contention, because certainly Xi does not command the kind of loyalty among his fellows that Mao, the devil that he was, did among the cohort, all of whom he managed to kill, the cohort of people who had helped him come to power. Xi does not have force of personality. So if China begins or continues to disintegrate and it accelerates, Xi is not able to pull it back together. Now, the other thing is that when there is domestic trouble in China, very often an attempt is made to redirect that concern internationally. And Mr. Xi is very ambitious internationally. I mentioned already that he's decided to pick a fight with South Korea and Japan. He's already picked fights with India, and he's constantly raising threats to Taiwan, although he doesn't really, I don't think he really wants to fight. He has a kind of, I don't want to insult a fine man, but a sort of a word, like a Ted Sorensen in the Kennedy administration, but that's such an insult to Sorensen. I don't want to say Wang Huning, who is he's the wordsmith who comes up with all of the mottos for the last three Chinese administrations. He's the one who writes all of Xi's books and did for the previous two Chinese as well. And Mr. Xi realizes that Deng Xiaoping's idea of so-called one country, two systems, that doesn't seem to be winning the Taiwanese over. Actually, one country, two systems is perhaps doable. They could have perhaps done it with Hong Kong, but Mr. Xi kicked that one over. And so now she has said to Wang Huning, come up with some new magic words that will bedazzle our Taiwanese same womb brothers and sisters, our compatriots, and make it possible for us to do this Taiwan thing politically. Well, that's unless the Taiwanese just shoot themselves in the face because of political disunion, that's not going to work. And China, if she is, it may attempt to take Taiwan militarily. I think that would lead to an absolutely catastrophic war, and I'm quite certain that China would lose. Although the losses for all involved would make it a Pyrrhic victory if for the people who succeeded, even if China did lose. I don't see China as being of much real help to Russia, although I think you're right that we are going to start tightening even more. One of the great experts on China in America today is a professor whom I know who's from China, and he teaches at a leading university in the South. And he has published a book with Cambridge University Press called China Incorporated. And he argues that we should completely disengage from China, and that if we did that, that would lead to a regime crisis and probably regime change. What he doesn't like is this situation where there's a great deal of closing and sealing, but not enough really to do the trick. And it's conceivable that that's going to come with China, but certainly I don't think China is going to be any help to Russia, because they're now in China, they're working on making people eat rice husks. And this is a starvation food, and it was last part of the Chinese diet during the appalling famine from 59 to 62, in which 40 million people starved in peace and good weather. My sense is that they're preparing for real trouble, and therefore China is going to be a less important international player now for some time, because her population is now falling and her economy is said to be growing. I don't think it's actually growing, but as her economy shrinks and her population shrinks, it's said that they're now, in order to bail things out, they may have to go to their special reserve fund for invading Taiwan. Otherwise, there are plenty of people, local officials and stuff in China, who are simply not being paid now. And there are a whole bunch of debt that's coming due next year. And it's absolutely inconceivable that they'll be able to pay back that debt. So I think that China is of fundamental importance to this Eurasia situation that I keep coming back to. In the worst situation, the worst possibility, you'd have both Russia and China going through a regime crisis at the same time. But I think the most likely scenario is that China simply becomes less influential, and in particular, she ceases to be the focus of various Western or foreign fantasies of wealth or power, as it's realized that she can't really help with those things.
Professor H.J. McIntyre, International Relations. One more capital. We're headed back to Europe. Germany is the Hamlet of the Ukraine crisis. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.